It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Everybody, this is Aaron.
And this is Craig.
And this is two middle-aged dudes and a microphone coming to you from the beautiful Lee Berry Complex near Nashville, Tennessee, Studio 2 this week.
Yes, Studio 2.
Back in
We say that like they can hear the difference.
We're in the middle.
Yeah.
Got three on one side, one on
the other.
We're
stuck in the middle again.
And this is the podcast where we bring you the weirdest, strangest, funniest news stories we could find from the week. And we've got a stack in front of us, so let's get at it.
How about it?
Go, Craig, story one.
Oh, I got the first one?
Take it.
Okay. First headline?
Yep.
Man says thanks after thief leaves money and removes a problem stereo.
Yeah, that's kind of a tough headline, but the story's good.
So. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to dive right in.
Do it.
A Perth man, that's our Australian phrase.
Perth. Oh, do it in your accent.
No, I don't do an Australian accent. Not, remember last time we got those letters and the guys from Australia said, hey, please don't do that again?
I do one. You want me to read it?
No, you've already done it and people have heard it. And because of that, we lost like, if we had listeners, we've lost one or two.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna imagine you doing it in that.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
You just like to say, all right. Right.
You're quite right.
Okay. A Perth man who had his car broken into last week has sent a very unusual message to the thief. Thank you.
Thank you.
On Saturday, Tom Drury's uncle notified him the back door of his 1994 Mazda had not been locked properly when it had been parked on their Morley front lawn.
Is that an adjective, Morley?
I don't know. Is that a noun?
Man, your front lawn is Morley.
Morley. I guess it's Morley, mate.
it's a capitalized, so that must be a...
I guess it's a proper noun of some sort. Yeah. Upon investigating...
That's not a knife.
Mr. Drury found his car had been broken into and the thief had removed the stereo from the front dock.
Bummer.
While many people would be frustrated and upset by a missing sound system, which I have been before myself...
I've never had one stolen.
Mr. Drury said the news wasn't bad at all.
Really?
You know why?
No.
The stereo was broken.
Somebody stole a broken stereo.
It didn't pick up radio stations and didn't read any disc.
I love it.
It was just rubbish, he said.
Rubbish.
I had tried removing it not long before, but I gave up out of frustration.
So they did him a big favor.
They did him a favor.
That's awesome.
To get it out, I needed a special tool I didn't have, so when I saw the stereo was removed, I couldn't help but laugh. And that wasn't all. Aaron.
What?
That wasn't all.
What else? What else?
Mr. Drury then noticed a $10 note and a number of gold coins
oh, wow.
had been left on the front driver's seat. Seat. What? That's what it says. Two does. Seats. It's because Australia, they have two seats on the driver's seat side.
Okay. Seat. Seat.
Okay. So we... Okay. Ready?
Yeah. Go.
When I went to inspect it myself, I discovered $22.10, he said.
$22.10.
No, the year, $22.10. He noticed he had time traveled. No, it says, when I went to inspect it myself, I discovered $22.10, which whatever that is in Australian. If I could say one thing to the thief, it would be, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for paying me a service I was going to pay someone else to do. And by the way, no refunds.
So this guy has a stereo. Somebody breaks into his car, steals his stereo. But the thief, while getting it out, money fell out of his pocket into the seat.
You think? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the $10 note was there.
Yeah.
We call it $10 bill.
Yeah.
They call it $10 note.
Right.
Which is just silly because why would you write somebody a note on a $10 bill?
That'd be terrible. That'd be a waste.
They make notepads for that.
They do.
They make sticky notes?
They actually make notepads that look like money. But here's the deal.
Wow, you must be one of those high society
Somebody
types.
Broke into his car.
I got that. You told us that.
Stole his stereo.
Yeah, we know that.
Money fell out of his pocket.
It fell out.
So he runs off
with this
stereo.
The stereo.
That the guy was trying to remove anyway and couldn't get out.
He did him a favor. You know why? Because the guy had the special tool to get it out.
And then he paid $22.10 for a busted stereo.
So the guy...
Saved the guy some money.
The guy paid for it. The guy got the thing taken out. Got money for lunch.
Yep.
Unless this happened.
And dinner.
Unless this happened.
If you eat where I do.
Yeah, but they're in Australia and everything's expensive.
That's right. Steaks. Shrimp on the Barbie.
Stop.
What's their beer they got over there? the beer can.
Why don't you go over there and ask somebody?
Foster's, Australian for beer.
I bet if you said, hey, yeah, I love your beer, Foster's, they would laugh and say, what is that?
It's probably like PBR to
us. It's probably something just dumb.
Yeah.
If it's not, it's fine. I'm not trying to
do it. Ricky Gervais
loves it.
What did I say?
Gervais?
Yeah.
Isn't it Richard? They got to say Richard. Ricky Gervais?
I don't know.
Whatever, the guy.
He loves it.
Okay, well, he's not on this show, so why are we talking about it? What the heck?
I was just dropping some Australian knowledge on you.
He's not Australian.
No, but he likes the Australian Foster's beer.
I know people here in America that like the Foster's Australian beer. The heck? And just because there's an Outback Steakhouse doesn't mean it's actually Australian, even though the commercial says it is. The heck? Next story.
You're a little touchy today.
Nah.
Oh, okay. So, wait a minute. Got to play this.
Get it in there.
That song means we've got a poop story. Poop. And we hadn't had one in a couple of weeks. So poop. Welcome back, poop.
Poop.
Four professors involved in a philosophy brawl find feces in their mail. Four philosophy. Okay.
Four philosophies. Those are the philosophers from down under, the philosophies.
They're drinking Foster's.
Foster's.
I may not cut that.
You may not. May stay right in there. You know why? Because we like Outback, Foster's, and philosophers.
Four philosophy professors.
Right now, there's some guy in his living room listening going, why do you say that? That's exactly what we're called.
Pass me my Foster's, will you?
Yeah, pass me Foster's. Hey, dear, you got the shrimp on the barbie done yet?
That's not a knife.
Yeah, one of them's eating my popcorn.
Oh, boy.
Now you're talking about rare form. We're in rare form now.
Okay. Four philosophy professors who were involved in a dust-up with Brian Leader, an influential figure in the field, received...
Wait. You mean he's more influential than the Scarecrow?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Received packages of excrement in the mail last summer, and critics of Mr. Leiter are accusing him of being at the bottom of the fecal surprise.
He's at the bottom.
Mr. Leiter.
Wait, how do we know it wasn't just a misshipped, sample or something?
I don't know.
Probably because it had a letter in there.
Well, they all four got one. So... different locations.
Coincidence.
Mr. Leiter, a professor at the University of Chicago and founding editor of the Philosophical Gourmet Report, a powerful ranking of graduate programs, is known for his combative style and caustic judgment of colleagues and programs, but he has forcefully denied the accusations.
I did not.
This is trying to embarrass me, he told BuzzFeed. This isn't about the recipients. Really? The four professors... from the University of British Columbia, NYU, the University of California. They said that the poop package...
Why don't you try to say their names?
They said that the poop...
Say their names. Say their names. I want to hear you at least try to say the first name.
Kerry Ichikawa.
Ichikawa.
That's it. Yeah, you did it.
I know I did it.
Jenkins. Kerry Jenkins.
Oh, you got Jenkins. I got Ichikawa.
Leroy Jenkins.
Ichikawa Jenkins.
The four professors, Kerry Jenkins of the University of British Columbia, Sally Haslinger of MIT, David Vellman of NYU, and Carolyn Jennings of the University... ...of the University of California, said that the poop packages were unequivocal threats and attempts to silence them.
What did the poop jump out of the box with a knife?
Hey! Yeah! The incident presumably stems from Mr. Jenkins' criticism 2 years ago of philosophers who don't treat their colleagues, especially professionally vulnerable junior scholars, with respect. She denied her criticism was directed at Mr. Leiter, who had just attacked Ms. Jennings, an untenured professor, as well as his Philosophical Gourmet Report, but he and others assumed it was. Mr. Leiter responded with a scathing attack that eventually led hundreds of scholars to say they would refuse to contribute to the report as long as Mr. Leiter was its editor, an effort led by the two professors who received feces in the mail.
Fecal surprise!
Soon after, Mr. Leiter agreed to step down, although its website still lists him as co-editor. So anyway, So he got mad, or these guys got mad, and there was a big old ruckus in the philosophical department. So what does he do? He wraps up some poop, sends it to each one of them. This is what I think of you and your attitudes.
He's just a very bad man. Buddy, buddy, bad man. Can we talk about a furious pet owner?
Oh, yeah. I kind of teased this one on our social media, if you noticed.
Yeah. Furious pet owner smacks vet with dead cat, breaks doctor's nose in fight.
I've heard people say you could swing a dead cat in here and hit something.
Wow. I can't wait to read the rest of this.
But he did. He hit the vet.
A video has surfaced from the, of course.
Yeah.
Russians.
Okay. We're going to have a Russian theme song. I'm going to come up with one. But until then.
We'll get pictures of us in the Russian hats.
Yes. Until then, this will have to do.
There is a rabbit with a pancake on his head.
Okay. All right. That's just our temporary theme song. I will do a real Russian one coming up. I just had that one standing by. So go ahead. Take it from the top.
A video has surfaced from the Russian Far East showing a cat owner who, angered by the death of his pet, returned to the clinic with friends.
Uh-oh.
And hit the vet with the dead animal. The doctor had his nose broken in the ensuing violent brawl that followed.
I wonder if there was any vodka involved in this story.
I'd be disappointed if it wasn't.
Yeah.
The fight took place at an animal clinic in somewhere in Russia.
No. You made me read.
Oh, it's going to be like, okay.
Vladivostok.
You should stop it. Ready? The fight took place. Okay, here we go. Here we go. The fight took place at an animal clinic in The fight took place in an animal clinic in Vladivostok.
Very good.
No, I didn't say it right.
Okay, start over.
I can say anything.
Yeah.
The fight took place at an animal clinic in Vladivostok last summer, but the video was posted online only recently in hopes of attracting attention to the fact that the assailants only faced civil charges despite the doctor receiving a broken nose and a concussion.
So what are they going to do? What's the video going to do?
Let's hear what the doctor has to say.
Okay. He talks like that. Yeah.
It was an ordinary day. This is how he talks in Russia, by the way. It was an ordinary day. I was seeing patients, and suddenly a man rushes into the clinic and starts throwing his cat at people.
Happens all the time.
That was Yuri Pakomikino, the assaulted veterinarian. He told the local news there. He tried punching a student, our intern, so I intervened. I haven't seen these guys in our clinic before. They weren't with it. I'm determined
this
to start.
Guy stepped out of 1960.
I'm determined to start a criminal case. The vet said. They weren't with it. Neither was he. You hear how he talks.
Yeah.
The clinic administrator allegedly called the police during the fight, but they only arrived 3 hours.
3 hours?
They only arrived 3 hours later after a second call.
Good night.
By that time, the cat-throwing pet owner and his gang.
Sure, are you going to hang around?
I love this. The cat-throwing pet owner and his gang had already left. I wonder if they had like Hello Kitty jackets.
His buddies were saying, stay cool, Brett. Stay cool.
Yeah, stay cool, dude. According to the clinic, the cat in question had been squashed by a window frame.
Oh, no.
But the owner waited too long to bring it in to see a doctor. It was too late. Okay, let's just explore. How do you get a cat squashed by a window frame?
I know exactly how it happened. He had a stick holding up the window. The cat was sunning itself.
That's a heavy window.
Sure.
That's a great day in the window. That's a great big, huge window. At the end of the video.
Maybe it was a small cat.
I'm saying that's a great big huge window. According to the clinic, okay, hit by a window frame. At the end of the video, a man can be seen lying on the ground outside the clinic, allegedly a passerby who suffered an epileptic seizure.
Wow. This was a very active day.
Reportedly helped. Okay, wait, let's rewind a little bit and talk about this for a second. Let's talk about this for a second. We just got through hearing a story about a guy throwing a cat around.
Yeah.
Hitting people with a dead cat.
Yes.
And then out of nowhere comes the twist.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan story.
A little while later, M. Night is lying on the sidewalk, allegedly just being a passerby, who suffered an epileptic seizure, and then the vet helped him. So the strange thing here, this twist is they couldn't help the cat that was smashed by a great big window.
No.
But he could help M. Night lying on the...
Yes. That's a great story.
That's a good story.
I liked it.
I hope we have another cat story soon.
We do. And you know what? We're having so many cat stories. I've invented a...
You've invented.
Yeah.
You acted like you've invented it. I've invented music. I'm glad you and Al Gore have helped us so much in our life.
Okay. I composed a cat theme song.
That's a story.
All right. Listen. Attempted burglary at Olympia home.
I love to hear you say burglary.
Olympia, Washington.
You say burglary. Keep going.
He's not quite a guard dog, but some are calling him the cat's meow of home security. Strider's constant lounging, trips to the food bowl, and overall apathy have earned the cat a reputation. Well, he's fat and he's lazy, said owner Barb Gansberg.
I've heard that a lot.
He's kind of a pain in the rump. He'll just stare at you and meow, added her husband, Carrie Gansberg. In fairness, the Gansbergs gifted Strider to their girls 10 years ago. That's an old cat.
He's pretty old.
Now, these disinterested parents have laid out ground rules for the cat, including no wandering into the bedroom. But, as Barb says, she was alone Tuesday morning, getting ready for work. Strider strolled into the forbidden zone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he sneaks into my bedroom, she said. He's looking at me, and I thought, what the heck is wrong with you? And he sat right there, outside the door in the hallway. The timid seat was a signal. She ran out and found two burglars inside the house, her purse in her hand. So I just yelled, hey, and off they went, said Barb. The intruders made it one block before police caught them. Now, that's some police work.
That's
right there.
That's not 3 hours later,
no,
two calls.
That's good police work. The fat cat has now earned some street cred in his living room. Yeah, he may have saved the day, she added. I don't know.
They have
cat
streets running through their living room?
He earned some real tuna, too.
Oh, come on.
He's a hero for the time being, said Carrie Gansberg, but all things must come to an end, unfortunately. What's he going to do? Kill it?
What was the part? Where was the part where the cat's going, meow? And she's like, what?
Meow, meow.
What? There's like two people in the house?
Meow, meow, meow.
And they've got my purse?
You ate the whole wheel of cheese.
Well, ooh, wheel of cheese.
I'm not even mad.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Craig.
You remember those Amish that were partying so much?
Oh, yeah, the rave.
Yeah, we got more.
No way.
Uh-huh. Five facing charges in Amish buggy DUI incident.
Uh-oh.
It's true. State police reported an underage DUI incident involving five Amish men last month in Indiana County. According to ExploreClarion.com, the incident happened around 11 p.m. on July 8th in Canoe Township.
Oh, yeah.
Police said they stopped an Amish buggy in the area of Sunset and First Streets because an officer noticed two male subjects on the roof of the buggy.
Wow.
I would have really loved it if they had like a sunroof cut out of the buggy and they were hanging out of that.
That's their way of car surfing.
That was awesome.
They're buggy surfing.
Upon making contact with the group, police found that all of the five males were under the influence of alcohol and under the age of 21.
Oh boy.
They were also reportedly in possession of alcohol. The driver, 18-year-old Robert A. Miller, was arrested for suspicion of driving under an influence.
That's old man Miller's boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob.
He was arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence. The four passengers, 20-year-old Andrew D. Koblenz, 18-year-old William W. Byler, 20-year-old Raymond E. Kurtz, and 16-year-old known juvenile.
Yeah, they can't list his name.
Received citations related to their alcohol consumption and possession. So they were in a horse-drawn buggy.
Drunk.
Doesn't that go against their beliefs?
Buggy surfing.
You think they're just trying to cope?
I don't know. Because alcohol has been around, you know, since way back. So
they seem to be pretty disciplined people, though.
Yeah, but it's not modern.
I don't think we should be making. Did you say modern?
Dennis DeYoung here.
Hey, everybody. Hey, babe.
Come sail away, will you?
Come sail away. Don't let it end. Okay, Mr. Roboto. Next story.
Oh, this is good.
That's why we're middle-aged dudes, because we can name things from so long ago.
That people don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we don't even know what we're talking about.
I do.
Naked man dances on police car before sitting down and performing bizarre yoga poses.
That's funny.
As stunned onlookers watch.
They weren't that stunned. They were still on looking.
They were still on looking. The bizarre footage shows the moment a stark, naked, bearded man was found dancing on top of a police car as an officer looks on. What a weirdo officer is that? Captured by a stunned passerby, it shows the unknown man standing on top of a police car that is parked up close to a main motorway.
Uh-oh.
In the footage, which has been uploaded to YouTube, the man can be seen pointing his fingers in the air and doing a gentle jig while on top of the marked Ford Focus near the M32 in St. Agnes. After finishing the fancy footwork, the gent sits down on the roof of the police car and performs some elaborate yoga-style arm moves.
How
elaborate can the arm moves be?
I like to unwind after a dance with some yoga.
A naked dance on a police car.
Absolutely.
The two unimpressed police officers, I've seen much better. You thought he was good. No, I've seen much better, really.
I can dance better than that.
I'm not really impressed.
Here, hold my shirt.
Yes, sir. Those two unimpressed police officers looked on at the scene, bemused as to what is unfolding at what appears to be an early hour of the morning. According to the Bristol Post, one of the officers attempts to coax the buff boogier down by asking his name.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Okay, I'm coming down.
He is heard to say, "You have got to appreciate you are naked in public and people don't want to see it."
I do appreciate it, officer. Thank you.
Do you want to get arrested for indecent exposure? Undeterred, the man continues with his minimalist moves. Entitled Meantime in Bristol, the almost 2.5-long-minute video.
Meantime in Bristol.
Meantime, somewhere on the other side of the world where naked men dance on police cars. A video was uploaded to YouTube in August by user Adrian Daniel Harabakshikram. But thanks to its unusual content, the clip has started to attract the attention of other social media users and has now been viewed almost 2,000 times. Well, that's
so
not very
what?
Much.
It's terrible. How did they even find it to do this story?
2,000 times. After much cajoling and several threats of arrest, the au naturel party goer jumps off the roof and gets into the police car.
He saved him some work.
Yeah, he did. Presumably to be taken home to get some well-earned clothing.
Yeah,
no, I think he'll rest, but I said clothing.
I think he'll be going somewhere else to get some well-earned rest.
Wow.
Okay, so you ever found a message in a bottle? You know, when I was a kid, I used to look for bottles when we were at the beach.
I bet you did.
Because I'd read these stories, messages in a bottle. You know, I'd heard the police song. I've always wanted to find a message in a bottle.
Really? I think about a storybook about a message in a bottle. You think about a police song.
Yeah. All right. Teen finds the world's worst message in a bottle written by two guys on a cocaine bench, obviously.
So Sting and...
No, it wasn't Sting.
Oh, okay.
So this kid finds this a bottle on the beach.
Yeah.
And it's got a message in it. So he's all excited. Mm-hmm, and his dad gets this video camera and they set it up. So anyway, the story goes, when you stumble upon a message in a bottle...
A message in a bottle? Yeah.
There's some tiny hope.
Message in a bottle.
You've unearthed an ancient discovery or a mystery love letter. Robbie Chappelle, 13, rushed home after finding a mystery message in a bottle while walking his dog. Thinking he'd found something really special, he asked his stepdad, Robert Smith,
from The Cure,
to film the whole thing as he smashed it open. But when Robbie pulled out the damp scrap of paper, turns out it was just two guys on cocaine binge who
they were inside the bottle
who had written the message the day before.
So oh, wow. So these guys are on a cocaine binge at the beach. They throw it out. The tide brings it back.
Yes, instantly.
Wow. So they paid for overnight.
All right, you ready to hear what it said?
What does it say?
This is what the message said. Dan and Dan. Two Dans was here.
Was here.
1/10/16, 12:19 p.m. Out of our minds on cocaine, ! Massive love for the sesh. Lots of love, sesh gremlins.
What does that mean?
No idea what that means.
But, you know, they were able to actually roll that up and put it in a bottle.
Lots of love, sesh gremlins. Robbie discovered the world's worst message in a bottle.
Worst for a lot of reasons, too.
Absolutely.
Grammatically.
It's just a day old.
Just nonsensical.
It's dripping.
Yeah.
He was walking near Langston Harbor in Hampshire with his mom, Catherine. Catherine, 45, said, "It's got to be the world's worst message in a bottle effort. We thought it might be something exciting from France from years ago, and it was a Heineken bottle." So,
okay, that's not. I mean, we do know the French. There is proof the French back then did drink Heineken.
But not in a modern bottle.
You're right.
We all had these exotic ideas of what it might be, and Robert thought it'd be a good idea to film the grand opening. It could have been anything. We found a hammer, and Robbie smashed it up, and then his dad read out the message.
Okay. Also, I want to point out that this is really on them. They built the story up.
They did.
The bottle didn't build the story up.
The cocaine didn't do it. Hey, guess what? We got back this week.
Wait.
Here we go.
Top 10 common phobias.
Ooh, because you know what? It's October. It's time for scary stuff.
Number 10?
Yeah.
Trypophobia, the fear of holes. Number 9?
Yep.
aerophobia, the fear of flying.
Yeah. Do you have that?
No.
I don't either.
I can't fly. Number eight.
Yeah.
Mesophobia.
Yes.
The fear of germs.
I think I used to have that. They used to
freak me out. Or is it mysophobia?
It's mysophobia. Yeah.
Oh, were you just going to let me say it wrong and not say anything?
I was going to laugh while I was listening.
Okay, there's one no one's ever heard of. Number seven?
Yeah.
Claustrophobia.
You're right. I've never heard of that one.
Claustrophobia. Claustrophobia.
Yeah.
The fear of small spaces.
Yeah.
Number six, astrophobia.
Yeah.
The fear of thunder and lightning.
You know.
Very frightening. I think we brought this up before, but I was almost hit by lightning.
That's right. And so I was within
a few feet of being hit by lightning.
I was close too, but not as close as you.
I was literally blinded by it. I mean, not permanently.
Wrapped up like a.
Yeah, I was blinded by the lightning. I was revved up. Okay, never mind. So anyway, it blinded me for a few minutes, for just to the light.
That's scary.
Got out of my eyes.
That's
scary. And there was smoke coming off the door. It was crazy. Number five.
Yeah.
Cynophobia?
I think
cynophobia.
So. One of the two. No, cynophobia is fear of movies.
You made that up. The fear of dogs.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Number four.
Yeah.
Agoraphobia?
Yep.
The fear of open or crowded spaces.
Yeah.
I just have a dislike.
Same
for
here.
It.
I'm just uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable. I just don't like it.
I'm not scared.
It's irritating.
Yep.
Now, I do have number three.
Do you?
Well, yeah, kind of. Acrophobia.
Yeah.
The fear of heights. It's not so much the heights as it is that sudden stop at the bottom. It's gravity is what I'm really afraid of.
I have no fear of heights. Now, this one I do have. Number two is mine.
Ophidiophobia?
I think you got that right.
Did I?
Yeah, I'm going to say you did. I don't know.
The fear of snakes.
I have a big fear of snakes.
And then number one, which everybody tends to, well, a lot of people, arachnophobia.
Good movie.
The fear of spiders.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mind the little cute little hopping spiders, but when it starts getting into the wolf spiders or the black widows, or we talked about the Australian funnel web.
Yeah, we did.
Those things are, we got to get somebody on here from Australia to tell you about the funnel web.
We've got all kind of connections in Australia now.
We got one.
We should.
And he's actually from New Zealand.
We should have asked him if he'd seen one.
Oh, man. I've got a story.
You know what? I'm not even scared of spiders at all.
This one's got like quarter-inch fangs.
Maybe because I've never been bitten or we don't have any real serious. We've got brown recluses.
And we just learned recently that, I guess we should have known this, but Oklahoma has tarantulas.
Yeah.
I always thought a tarantula is coming in on backs of bananas and stuff. Do bananas have backs? Anyway.
They have fronts, so they must.
I know they got lots of legs, and they're hairy and scary.
Oh.
What was that?
Okay. So
What was that?
We had some pretty good stories tonight.
You didn't like my little scary.
I did like it. I just didn't want to review it on recording. But anyway, some good weird stories, and I think it went well. We had all kinds of
stories.
We had a poop story.
Yeah. We really don't want to go through all the stories. You know why? Because you yell at me when I do it.
We had a top 10 list.
Last week, you were yelling at me. You were like, we're done now. Bye. We're done.
We had a new theme song and a temporary theme song.
And we had
a
guy doing yoga moves naked.
Yeah. Now I got to put that in there. Thanks a lot.
Everything else you've named.
I'm just kidding. Please go to Facebook and Twitter.
Did you say you're a kidding?
On Twitter, we're at 2MADAAM, which is the initials.
To Madam.
To Madam.
There's nothing to be read into that, by the way.
It's not spelled as the same as Madam, though.
No.
But anyway.
It just happened to land that way.
Correct. And then on Facebook, we're Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Look us up. Like us on those. And if you have time, subscribe. And maybe leave a review for us on iTunes or however you listen to podcast. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate you listening.
Bye.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.